Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present Woman on Fire, a novel by Lisa Barr. Performed by Carlotta Brenton. Good artists copy. Great artists steal. Pablo Picasso. You can look at a picture for a week and never think of it again. You can also look at a picture for a second and think of it all your life. João Miró. Prologue. Art Basel, Miami. From the corner of her eye, Jules catches the woman's piercing anthracite stare, those distinct dark brows locked and loaded, observing her intensely as though she were a painting. Her pulse races as she pivots slightly, purposefully giving the woman a better view. Careful, she reminds herself. Every move counts. Jules has prepped hard for this moment. She studied Margot de Laurent's predilections, knows the woman's style and taste as though it were her own. She carefully assembled her look tonight. Gone is the bookish journalist, and in her place emerged this other being, elegant, sexy, and suggestive. Jules's unruly chestnut curls are blown out into beachy waves. She has shed her studious tortoiseshell glasses for contacts and is wearing a one-shoulder crimson Hervé Léger bandage dress that is glued to her body, curves that she spent her whole life camouflaging beneath baggy sweatshirts. The dress was sent to her with one message. This is what you're wearing. The "or else" was implied. The sender doesn't know that Jules is already one step ahead of her. The ensemble also came with shoes, 4-inch high Annika Baum stilettos. No surprise, because Art Basel is not about the art, it's about the shoes. Shoes tell the whole story, who you are, what you can afford, if you are an imposter or the real deal. Either you are a $50 day pass patron, a nobody, or a VIP pass carrier, a somebody who knows somebody. Or, as in Jules's case, a proprietor of the much-sought-after Magenta first-choice VVIP pass, a contender. Details are the deal-breaker, she was told months ago when the investigation first began. Margot de Laurent is considered the most important gallerist in the world. You ignore the details, you're out of the game. Margot's garnet-glossed lips curl seductively in her direction. But Jules knows better. That look is not lust. It's about control. The woman then places her half-finished champagne flute on a passing waiter's tray and grabs two newly replenished glasses. She raises one flute at Jules, intimating that there is more at stake here than meets the eye. It is her party, after all, the most coveted see and be seen event at Basel, and she expects Jules to act the part she assigned her. The De Laurent Gallery Soiree, sponsored jointly by UBS and LVMH, is an exclusive, hand-delivered invitation-only affair, a lavish showcase of the gallery's emerging and established artists. The gathering includes A-list celebs and models, drug dealers and politicians, influencers and socialites, critics and collectors, all cross-pollinating in the courtyard of the Versace mansion, now known as Villa Casa Casuarina, and who probably won't leave until sunrise. Margot's goal is not just to sell her artist's work, but, more importantly, to elevate her brand and eclipse her competitors. Sleek, in a Tom Ford androgynous meets porn shirtless tuxedo dress, Margot relishes her belle of the ball status. And it makes Jules sick just to look at her. The twin mounds of her bronzed breasts are perched high and visible, her deep cleavage immobile, a still life, untouchable and fake, like the woman herself. Goosebumps rise along the nape of Jules's neck as Margot makes a beeline toward her. Stay calm, look confident, she warns herself. There are no second chances.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?